It's 7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Gwendolyn Berry, and I'm standing in momentarily for Flash Silvermoon, who's supposed to be here but isn't. We have an online or on-air ritual planned for this evening for prosperity. Until Flash calls in, I'd like to first of all introduce the rest of our ladies of the lake. We got lots of water right now. The ladies of the lake with me are Ruth Ann Octavio. Ruth Ann, say hello.
Hello. Yes.
Cindy Lapuri from Louisiana. You're not in Louisiana. Where are you?
Mississippi.
And Nicole Tomasini from New York City, and you are the island that is alight tonight, right, Nick?
Yes, we are thankful to have light and power in our little island in Battery Park City.
Wow, you guys are you are charmed for sure. You know, Cindy, why don't you go ahead and talk about what you were going to say about water and emotion, the element of water, and I will try to call in Flash on my call out here.
Okay, I checked in to most of the time when there is a hurricane or a tornado, especially a hurricane, it has to do with clearing, massive, massive clearing, and the water represents emotions. So this hurricane represents a massive clearing of emotions, fear, anger, grief, whatever the earth is feeling, and it comes in the form of hurricanes. So this hurricane is actually bringing in the light. And it's helping to bring in the
Hello.
New earth that
Hi.
We are creating in 2012.
There you go. Flash, it's
yes.
Gwen. We're on air live. We were kind of wondering where you were.
My clock didn't say it was 10 of.
It's actually 7:02.
So I need to call you right back.
Well, or you can just start now, unless you need another phone.
I'm sorry, unless I need what?
Unless you need another phone.
You're on
no.
the air right now, is what she
yeah.
said.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. Getting a little bit earlier start than I thought. Okay. And this is... I almost called this Wise Woman Rising. Because I'm kind of used to the Wise Woman name. But we're not. We are Woman Spirit Rising. And we are an interesting collaboration of sisters, weird sisters, wild witchy sisters doing magic to heal the planet in one form or another. And we tend to set aside a particular subject matter and then we run with it and we invite you to join us. And before we get too far into things, did we hear blessings?
No, actually, we were kind of waiting for you to call in. I introduced all the ladies, and we've kind of dubbed ourselves the ladies of the lake this evening with all of the water. And we were kind of waiting for you, and then I got the big idea to give you a ring on our call-out line. So here we are, and if everyone will pick up their ears, I will play the introduction song. And this is by Flash Silvermoon. It's called Blessings.
Thanks. Say the third time's a charm.
We sure need blessings now, everybody, don't we? And that's why we're playing it.
Thank you.
Yes, we're needing the blessings with the rain that's fallen. And it is my sincerest hope that all of those who have been in harm's way and are still in harm's way with the storm known as Sandy are feeling a measure of peace right now. And if you're not, I hope that you can kind of huddle around your flashlights and what have you and get out your smudge bowls, because we're going to make some magic here tonight. We need a green candle, and you need a smudge bowl. Ideally, you have a silver dollar or some kind of coins and a little pouch for them. And we're going to make some magic, and you can be listening to what we do as you scuttle around and find the implements of your deliverance from poverty to prosperity. We're going to do some major money mojo tonight, because last night was a full moon in Taurus, which is the best night all year to do magic for money. Now, I wouldn't want anyone to think that I'm particularly capitalistic, because I'm certainly not. However, since we're up to cowrie standard, I figure we got to do a little something-something, because the money out there ain't exactly coming to those who need it the most. And we're going to try and turn that around for ourselves as well as the planet. We're humble. We'll try very excessive things to make the world a better place. And that song was Blessings, and I got the idea for writing it from a Yoruba priestess that I was working with, and we were talking about a ceremony that was going to happen that day, and the clouds were threatening. And I said, well, what are we going to do? You know, what if it rains and we've got all this stuff set up? And she just said, well, we'll be doubly blessed. And from that I got the idea, blessings, falling like rain. And as U. Romney at Woodstock said from the stage, there's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area. And I think we're all seeing that. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Thank you for that.
I think so.
A lot of people helping each other.
Yeah.
You know, never mind the politics and never mind this and that. People in the street trying to make life better for anyone they get near. And it brings out sometimes the best, sometimes the worst. But we're really counting on the best coming out. Because also, tomorrow, we have Samhain, Halloween, Hallowmas, different folks. And that holiday, and, you know, any kind of these pagan holidays that we are working with, you don't celebrate them for a day. So we're on one side of it. So we still got the spooks real full and active out there, even though they'll be more active tomorrow and the day after. But it's a time when our ancestors are near, when the veil is very, very thin. And so our petitions for our goodwill, our good fortune, and the fortune of the planet, and the fortune of those who are struggling right now with very inclement weather, to say the least, and not having homes anymore. We've been fortunate to not have many lives lost. But this, we're not out of this yet, and so let's all send a prayer out to those who are suffering the most and the first responders who are trying to do a really good job. Blessings for all those who are in need right now. May they find comfort. May they find all that they need. Nicole, you are in the belly of the beast right now.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Have you shared anything yet?
Yeah. I was talking about how I'm basically looking at the darkness. It's like the wave came and brushed up right to our feet, basically, and then went back. So I have a very interesting view from
yeah.
in the few buildings that have the light. And
wow.
I'm looking at other people that have darkness across the street. So it's a very bizarre, wild position to be in, and feel very blessed, of course.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're here. You've got those close to you. You got your stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't. So, blessings for those that do, blessings even more for those that don't and who need. And I'm sure there'll be a real outreach for all those folks as the days go on.
And spreading the light that we have over here, over there.
Exactly.
I constantly am thinking about them and that they're coming together and they have their community. And, you know, wonderful things can happen in the dark when you're sitting together. So,
Very true.
There's a lot of healing. Yeah,
there's a lot of good stuff in the dark.
Yeah,
and ideally there'll be a lot of good conversations and heart opening, and there can be good in this.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And, you know, we all affirm that that is exactly what will come out of this catastrophe. And it is one, but let's all stay focused on the good that can come from it and just kind of exhale that all over the planet to all the places that need that love and that healing, like a pink blanket around everybody. Enveloping in healing and peace. Needs being filled as if by magic. And we ask that all of our sisters and our brothers and all the energies of the sacred places located all around the entire globe and all of our ancestors and the animals and the animal spirits that guide us and those that come interdimensionally to help us, we are always very, very willing and happy to have this help. And we'll be especially attending to the ancestors tonight as well, because this is their time. This is a time that we honor them, and we'll each spend a few moments talking about ancestors and the way we honor them. And, you know, we can never forget the millions of witches that were killed during the burning times. And I always think of them at this time, as well as some of our wonderful goddess women we've lost, like Merlin Stone, and, you know, jump in, and Marion Weinstein, who is my first teacher on the air from WBAI in New York City, Marion's Cauldron. I learned a lot from her and honor her on this day. And if you have some special women of that nature to speak of.
Mine are still alive.
That's good. Well, there's Kay Gardner, who is very, very special. Monica Sue. Phyllis Woodbury, who is my first real teacher in New York. I'm sure there's many, many more special goddess women that we've lost.
Betty White.
Who?
Betty White.
Betty White, the actress?
No, Betty White. She was from Waynesboro, Mississippi, and we lost her this year.
Okay.
Hey.
Now we can hear you. So I think it's high time that we call in the directions, and as each of you take your turns, perhaps speak in terms of your own ancestors and any that you want to bring into the circle at this point.
Okay.
And Ruth Ann, you got it.
From the east, from whence the dawn comes, with pink and yellow and gray streaks, we call it the element of air. I ask Archangel Raphael to be here with us. The air elementals come now, helping us to clarify our intellect, our thoughts. At this time of year, especially this year, we have so much running through our heads. Teach us to focus on what we need to and ignore the chaff. I call upon the ancestors, those of blood and love, and the ones whose only bond is love. I call upon my own parents, my grands, the aunts and the uncles who've guided me through tough times and the easier. I call upon all those whose names that we know not, but who have paved the way for us. Please bring your wisdom to us. You've been with us to steer us in the right direction, to keep us concentrating on the greater good. We ask you to continue to show us, as you do so well, when and if we'll only listen. Enter our circle with our love and blessings. So mote it be.
Blessed be.
All
hail, guardians and watchtowers of the south, the direction of fire, of passion, and also compassion, the place of the deer, the place where we experience courage and gentleness. It's a very interesting space, the South. And on times like this, we need to be fired up for right action, fired up to protect the innocent, fired up to stay warm, especially if we're sitting with no electric. We need to be fired up. Absolutely. It's a very important part of our process. Fired up with enthusiasm and bravery that we go on and we rebel and we kick butt where necessary and tell the truth. We need to be fired up at this point in time. And so I invoke the fire. And with her, may our hearts burn with love and truth and honesty and honor. And I ask that my ancestors from Eastern Europe and Russia, all those where my blood goes at this lifetime, but as well as all the other lifetimes that have fed me, I ask with all those ancestors that are loving and supportive be present for my walk at this point in time. And for all of us that we have those special ancestors, the ones we know, and especially the ones we don't, because the ones that we don't can be especially magical for us. And I bless them and honor their presence in my world. And Cindy, blessed be.
I call upon the West, which is water, which is the bear energies, which represents the setting of the sun. I call upon the whales and the dolphins and the mer people and all the energies of our ancestors from Lemuria, the magical interdimensional beings that taught us who our hearts are, where our hearts are, and how to be in our hearts and our emotions, which water so very well represents, the blue rays of Michael, Archangel Michael. I call upon the whales, which represent abundance, and abundance of love, abundance of unity in the communities, and all working together and bringing together our hearts to help each other. And I call upon all our ancestors, the Native Americans in my lineage, the priestesses, the seers, to help and assist us and guide us along our way and allow us the free flowing of emotions and the flow of abundance and the flow of love and the flow of prosperity to every single person who is on this planet.
Blessed be.
Oh.
Aho. Ashe. Gwen.
I call the Standard of the North in the Archangel Ariel and ask him to open the way of the North and the element of Earth. And I can clearly hear all the voices of my Earth Mother tonight. This is a place where gnomes exist and give us a voice between ourselves and our Earth Mother. And the voice of our Earth Mother is the land, the sea, the wind, and the glowing heart within her. And I think we can all feel that presence very clearly this evening. So I call upon my Earth Mother in the place of North and Earth, the element of Earth, and I call and ask my ancestors, my mother's mother's mothers, and my father's father's fathers to please come and join and lend their energy, their laughter, their light, their humor, and their wisdom to everything that we do this evening in this magical space. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Be.
Nicole.
I call upon spirit. Spirit is that voice that we all know that speaks the truth and sees more than our physical eyes do. Spirit is always with us and always within us, and brings together all of the parts of our body, all our energies, gives our vehicle a force. And I call upon my ancestors, my Italian ancestors, my father, and all of the Native American spirit guides that walk with me, as well as the African and Egyptian warriors that walk with me for love and light. I also invite in the spirits that are around this place of light and have helped us to continue to have light and power to join us and to incorporate those that are physically in the dark and come together, and we join us in our circle. And I call upon east and air. I call upon south and fire. I call upon west and water. I call upon north and earth to join together the energies of the planet. Blessed be.
Blessed be. And I hope all of you out there who are listening are starting to feel the vibration around you starting to get fuller, more charged, more exciting and electric. Everybody feeling pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I encourage all of you who are in the circle, it's so wild to be doing circle of people all over the damn place. And yet it kind of feels like we're sitting around the fire.
If I may ask, may I broach this subject? Could you give us a really good, that the audience can come in with a good visualization of that one? Shall we just light up the planet, or is the circle cast also in that territories, in the territories that we're in?
So basically, we'll envision that we're creating a luminous web around the entire planet that's absolutely luminous and brilliant. And we all have a spot, our own spot, around that web to enjoy and to connect, to feel the absolute presence of each other as if we're holding hands around the entire illuminated globe. And it's warm and vibrant and safe. Take that warmth into your hearts. Just allow yourself to fill up with the energy. Because we can do so much more full. Rising, raising our vibration to a real high point.
Blessed be.
We're all sitting around the same fire, just warm enough to keep us feeling good. And we need very important things for this particular ceremony. We need open hearts, open minds, enthusiasm. Those are the key elements. Now, we have a few other things that hopefully you all have and have assembled, and I'll tell you what those are. But even if you don't have those, if you've got the open hearts and the minds and the enthusiasm, you're in good stead. Hopefully you all have a smudge bowl of some kind. And by that, I mean a bowl that you might use for incense burning some things. And when we refer to smudge, one of the things could be sage. Probably know what that is. And cedar is a possibility. One of the first things that we're going to be doing, we're going to be dispelling some of our negative thoughts about money. And this is going to be a lot of fun. You think negative thoughts, ooh, I don't want to talk about that. But you're going to see how much fun it's going to be. Because we're going to make rattles, and we're going to get real silly about our junk. Not the junk in our trunks, but the junk in the trunk in our heads. That's what we're going to be divesting ourselves of, for starters, because we need to make room for better stuff. So the smudge bowl is kind of essential, so that you don't keep all the crap you vomit up. The idea is to get it out and move it out. And to that end, make sure you have a window or a door that's open or partially open so it doesn't wind up living with you somewhere else. The idea is to really get it gone. And if you have your gold or silver coins that I had suggested about this ritual. You have them. And this is so fun to do with a circle of women, with a group, right in your own home, because it can get really silly. And silly starts to feel funny and good. And it just, you can just laugh the garbage right out of your system. And if you have your business card or a book you've written or anything of that matter, that would be a really good thing to have out now so that you're activating your tools. I've got my Wise Woman Tarot deck out here, and I've got some of my Prosperity Spritz here. I've got some good stuff that I've got energizing around, and I'm saying that to give you ideas of how you might do it for yourselves and make things better. Good to have the tools going. So you hear this? This is my little pouch, and it's got my coins in it and Pandora's coins, and it also had some other stuff in it. And it wasn't sounding very coiny. So now, there we go. Is that audible?
Just barely.
Okay.
There.
There we go.
Yeah.
And hopefully you all have your tools now and a nice green candle, and I'll be explaining as we go along just what you do with those. And I'm just shaking this thing because I really think money has burden. It's been a big damn burden is what it's been. And so I don't really want money much. It's who needs it? You know, it's not very useful. And rich people usually don't have very good values. So damned if I want to be rich.
I do.
Anybody think about other things?
Well, all rich people we know have slept their way to get the riches, right?
Well, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yep. Sleeping with the boss.
That's
a lousy way to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Greed. It's greed.
Money, yeah, who
greed.
Needs greed?
Right, who needs greed? Money is greed. Don't want the greed. Oh, money's greed.
And power.
It's dirty, filthy.
Ooh, money, 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 money! Come on, sisters, you got more junk about money. Jump in. Jump in.
Money is a weapon. And a way of controlling people.
Indeed it is.
Money's going to go away.
Ooh-ooh. Uh-oh. What if the money goes away?
Then we all lay face first down, starving in the ditch.
Oh, hell.
Never make ends meet.
Never make ends meet.
Confusing.
What about my car?
I only have two coins in my purse. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
The more you have, the more you want.
So why want any?
Yeah.
Money's
hell no.
You just have to stay up at night and guard it.
That's
put
right.
It under your bed.
Ooh, you got to have a gun to protect your money.
Well, yeah.
I don't want a gun.
Watch it.
You're supposed to be poor.
Oh, let's rescind all those vows of poverty for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Holy people are always poor. The poorer
right.
you are, the more spiritual.
It's true.
It is clear. What we're supposed to be doing is getting rid of our fear and negativity connected with money, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm not going to pay my bill. How's that? Money is I need that money to pay my bills, and it makes me angry because I don't have it.
That
right, because you might
thing.
Have to sleep with someone to get it, right?
Uh-huh.
Get that thing,
uh-huh.
That thing, otherwise the thing isn't going to do the thing.
That's right. Oh, boy, money's difficult. I don't want difficulties. I think I'd just rather be simply poor.
It's dirty.
Ooh.
Simply poor, yeah.
Dirty money.
Money makes you a crappy person.
Because all you think about is getting more money.
That's right. Pan said it's blood money. I think she's right.
Mm. Many times.
You know, you got to do bad things for money. And I don't want to do bad things. And then my mom told me, she said, well, you know, first you got to do what you don't want. So, you know, you have the stability financially to do what you do want. I say, you know,
that's
damn, that's a bad idea. Do what you don't want.
Yeah. If it hurts your soul, you shouldn't have to do it.
That's right. But meanwhile, you know, it's that soul hurting, soul warping thing, money.
Yes.
Who wants it? I bet none of you want that crap now.
Just the crap it buys, right?
Nah, it just corrupts us. We don't need it. We don't need any of that. That's right. Might as well be us.
Back on, Nick.
Yeah. Momentary.
I tell you what. I don't know who ever had the idea about money, but I think it was a bad idea.
I like the old trading beads myself.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good,
so
but we'll
to get these things out.
It is. We just got
to
say them loud and proud because we don't want to be part of that nonsense that wants money.
That's right.
It's not a good thing. It makes whores out of us.
All those negative ideas, right?
Mm-hmm. I would do this if
well,
only I had money.
Of the idea that I won't have enough money in order to create money.
Uh-huh. They wouldn't like it very much if we took out a printing press, would they? No. So let's not even get started with that money stuff. So I hope that some of you, as we've been passing this around, this noise, this rattling of coins, that you're really discovering that money is not worth having and that you just want to get all that crap out of your head. It's not a good thing. But perhaps, somehow, in this rattling and prattling in our process, perhaps we're willing to transform our ideas about money, because they're being burnt up as we speak with the sage and the cedar and whatever else we're burning. We're transforming this. And so perhaps it's time to start thinking just how we might do that. And think about, as we start to transfer into the more positive side of transformation, let's think about some of our favorite goddesses of prosperity: Habandia, Fortuna, Lakshmi, Hathor, Caradwin, Yamanja, White Buffalo Woman, Awihai. I imagine some of you got some more.
Ganesh.
Yeah.
I can say it's good to me.
Mm-hmm.
So has Morgan.
I'm sure there are many who would come and help. And as we're in our transformation process, this would be also a good time to get a hold of your green candles. And if you've got some nice incense, I know if you had thought about it, you might have gotten some from Gwen, who's got some wonderful incense for prosperity. And I've made a wonderful prosperity spritz. And so we're going to start to change the vibration here because we've really kind of funked up the air with all of our complaints about money. And since we are of the Cowrie standard, we're going to need some. And it's time, as this is such a time of transformation, for us to start thinking about how we may change the vibration.
Talk about that?
Yes.
Well,
and we're...
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What was that?
Sorry. Sorry. That was Bella.
Oh.
Well, we're starting
right?
to... We're changing the energy with incense, with oils. You can always use some frankincense. That's always good. And of course, you need to use a charcoal for that. But we're going to oil up our candles. If everyone has a green candle, this is a really good time to prepare it. And if you have a taper, which are the long, slender candles, then you can put your favorite prosperity oil at the waist of the candle, at which point you'll pull it upwards and then turn it upside down and again pull it upwards so that you're not going up and down with that candle. And my favorites for doing stuff like this are the tall 7-day candles in the glass that you can get in the Latin stores, the bodegas, botanicas, much easier in New York. They're nice and tall and they really do the job so well. And I like to put a favorite oil for prosperity in there. And I'm going to use Gwen's Lakshmi oil for this. And I think
nice.
That'll do very nicely. And I like to throw in a little cinnamon because who doesn't want things faster? And cinnamon does that so perfectly. So we'll be using cinnamon. Just to bring things coming a little bit faster. Because things are moving. Everything is moving faster. And so we have to do the same thing. So once you've got your oil in your hands and you really want to energize it and put it between your palms, because in our palms we have secondary chakras, and you can rub your palms together really good, get that going, so that the oil is energized when you put it on your particular candle. It's got your intention as you're rubbing. the oils, you want to have that intention just poured right in with the oil as you do your work. And it really feels nice. You've got it on your fingers and you can smell it. And that's really starting to improve the vibration of the candle already. So I want everyone to get their candles ready in their hands, and we're going to do something very, very simple with each other. And what we're going to do with our candles, we're going to say over each one, and we can start with me, explain how we do it. As the candle burns, flash earns.
Okay.
And I'm lighting it as we say it. As the candle burns, and I'm lighting it, flash earns. And we can all say it for each other. As the candle burns, flash earns. And everybody all together, as the candle burns,
the candle burns,
flash burns. As the candle burns, flash earns. Okay. And now I'm lighting Pandora's candle. As the candle burns,
Pandora
earns. 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 And what we're going to do after we're all done, everyone's going to take their candles home and put it on their prosperity altar. And if you don't have one, you can make one very, very easily. And who's next?
Cindy.
Okay, Cindy, you lighting up?
I'm lighting up.
Okay, direct
the
us.
The candle burns. Cindy earns.
As the candle burns.
Candle burns.
Cindy
earns.
As the candle
burns,
Cindy earns.
As
the candle burns, Cindy earns.
Cindy earns.
Okay, who's next?
Glenn.
Okay, Glenn.
Okay. As the candle burns, Gwen earns.
As the candle burns,
Gwen
earns.
As
the candle
burns,
Gwen
earns.
On one, as the candle burns,
Gwen
earns. Okay, and who's lighting up?
I'm lighting up, Ruth Ann. Oh,
hey,
go ahead,
Dan.
Oh, okay. As the candle burns, Ruth Ann earns.
As the candle burns, Ruth Ann
earns.
As the candle burns,
Ruth Ann
earns. As the candle burns,
Ruth Ann
earns. Okay, one more.
Oh. As the candle burns, Nicole earns.
As the candle burns,
Nicole
earns. On one. As the candle burns.
As the candle burns.
Nicole Earn.
As the candle burns.
Nicole Earn. Okay. We're starting to feel the funk lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, such a simple little chant, and I think there's power there, ladies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of power in simplicity.
Yep.
And so you've got your oils on your fingers, and you can just rub them a little bit and sniff them and just really get all that great aroma.
Mm.
Mm. I like the smell of your oils, Ms. Gwen. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And because I just happen to have here a fresh bottle of Prosperity Gem Elixir, it's always better when you can get all the elements in. So we've got, you know, the fire and the air and the earth using our incenses and our oils. And here we've got water and earth. And, of course, the candle is fire, too. So we've got all the elements in here. And I'm just whipping around this Prosperity beautiful spritz all around us. We're sitting on a red couch, and if you know feng shui, we are in the fame part of the house. So given that I'm someone who gets work by her reputation, so to speak, sitting doing prosperity in the fame corner of the house is quite good. So a little feng shui tip for you. Next go round, we will actually have a feng shui master with us, which will be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And so now, remember those coins? Remember that rattle?
Right.
That wonderful rattle that we made. It's time to bring out the rattle again. And now, this is time to dream big, to really get into how wonderful prosperity would be and how money could actually be a key toward opening some of your dreams instead of, you know, just being some of the things we've already said it could be, some of the things we really don't like very much. So now that rattle becomes quite magical, indeed, in terms of what we're bringing to ourselves. So if you can hear that rattle, start to dream and dream big. Because sky's the limit, really. We can absolutely express ourselves and expand to opening gateways for prosperity. Because you know why prosperity is going to be really good for me? I'll tell you. I know what to do with it, and I know how to share. I don't want piles of it just to sit there. I want to do creative projects. I want to do things that help animals and people and to get me my music out and get my books out. Oh, I've got all kinds of good things that I could do with money outside of just having a pile. I absolutely could, and it would benefit me and would benefit the planet, because I like to share. And that's why prosperity is going to be beautiful.
It's a clock.
Okay, sisters, let's hear some dreams.
Okay, I have fun.
All right.
I have one every time I would like. Once a day to go and check on my orders online and find my little doohickey up.
All right.
It says, order, please.
Blessed be the doohickey.
Blessed be the doohickey.
Whatever it takes.
There you go.
Who else is dreaming?
I'm dreaming.
I'd like to
dreaming of a sailboat out with the dolphins and bringing their energy back to humanity, and a book going all the way across the world so that each person that picks up this book lives their life better, and traveling around and spreading the flow and the beauty and the joy of the dolphins to all of humanity freely everywhere.
Yay. Blessed be the dolphins. Blessed be Cindy.
Yay. Blessed be.
Cindy. My dream is to go to some of the places I have been invited to do some hands-on work. And also, I would like to be able to help some of the students who are wanting to come to this country or some others from their countries to study. So, and my dear animals. So I have lots of dreams, too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. With Anne's
and that was blessed be for Nicole.
My dream is to be able to talk to everyone that's doing beautiful things, like all of yourselves, and to spread the creativity of all the people through a talk show and through song, and to be able to be creative every day and make the world a brighter place. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Blessed be. Oh, beautiful. Miss Pandora.
Round. Have the goddess's work to do, and money's going to help me do it. Help teach the children how to meditate and get to that wonderful place inside.
Great.
And do all kinds of goddess's work.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Beautiful.
We can do do-overs. We pumped down enough garbage, we got to have room.
I have another one.
All right.
I would like to begin touring abroad again and bringing all of my oil workshops back over there. And
yes.
This time with my sister.
Blessed be.
Blessed be, yes.
May the wise woman tarot be a beautiful deck that everybody wants to have and to share and to enjoy and to open the spiritual worlds for many, many, many people so they can deepen their own spiritual growth.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Aho, Hashe.
And I would also like to be able to go anywhere in the world, to any beach in the world, connect with the crystalline grids, show people the beautiful rituals in order to create love and light for the whole entire planet, and allow them to actually be able to experience that in person.
Mm. That's it. Woo!
That's it.
Good.
We've got such wonderful wishes here. Witches, wishes.
Hey, that's good.
Any more little ones? Big ones?
And I would like to be able to fund my friends and other people's creative projects and so that their visions can come to light. If I could employ all the wonderful people that I've known in my life, that is blessed be. Blessed be.
Is that you, Ruth Ann?
No.
Okay.
I do have one, though, that I would like the funds to be able to travel, and if I cannot find the eco village of my dreams, help put one together.
Blessed be.
So.
Blessed be.
There go my list. Thank you.
Oh, I really want to get myself together and make the time and have the blessings to get my book for the animals out. And it's a very special book, and I thank so many animals and the animal lovers. There's something there for them to read, to understand, so there's a better communication between the animals. And it's Lifetime Companions, Love Never Dies. And it talks about how we go with them through lifetimes, but also about the particular work I've done with different animals. And as you read the stories, you'll see your own animals, you'll see your own experiences, you'll understand them better, and there'll be some much, much better communication. Because I love the animals, and I want so badly to help make all their lives better. And that would mean the world to me.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And anybody else? And say your name so we can really, you know, affirm you.
This is Gwen. And I would really like to just put it in the double barrel here and
okay.
say to see all of my ladies here have, including myself, bring our dreams into the world, because it's not just greed but plenty that is the tool of money. Money is the tool of, excuse me. A positive.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, not just enough. We need to stop thinking, like, I want enough to do this or enough. We
want
more
plenty.
Than enough.
Plenty.
Abundance. Enough to have, enough to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because more, it won't spoil us. We'll do beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we need to associate money and prosperity with the beautiful things that we want to create, that we feel bolder and better about really going for it. As women, we need to do that. We need to understand that there's nothing nasty about acquiring more so that we can do more. So we have more freedom. They're aligned. And there's a funny old song. I think it's probably a blues song. And it's called Shake Your Moneymaker. Now, I know they didn't quite have that in mind. But we can do a little chorus of Shake Your Moneymaker. Shake Your Moneymaker. Shake your money maker.
Shake your money maker.
Woohoo!
Shake your money maker. Shake your money maker.
Yeah. This is not your mama's ritual.
This is
kick out the jams ritual. Because sometimes you got to kick it to get out of your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So is everybody feeling pretty spirited and pretty prosperous?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And as always, we want to thank our ancestors who've been holding our hands through this. They have our back, and we have to honor them because this is their time. And there's so many beings that have brought us to this place. And I want to honor every one of them who've helped me, who've helped us, who've helped the planet, especially the ones who've done it very quietly. And those who've done it very loudly. Because we don't have to be quiet. We can be bold and bodacious.
Juicy.
So, I think we probably need to open the circle now.
I think so.
Can I add one thing first?
Yes, sure.
I would like to include the abundance and the dreams of every single person who's listening to this show.
Absolutely.
That not only that they be fulfilled and prosperous, but it be 10 times 10.
All right. Kick out the jams, money making, prosperity making for everybody.
Thank you, Sin.
Absolutely. Yeah. And those who will listen to this later on.
Right. For archived.
May the people just say, wow, how did I miss that? Let me just play that some more. I'm going to send it to my girlfriend and my daughter and my mama.
Who shakes her moneymaker. Mm-hmm.
That's right. They're going to shake their moneymakers and make them some money.
That's right.
So, this has been a wild and rollicking circle. And actually, we should send our spirits back before we close up the circle. And I believe, Nicole, you'll start that.
I release the energy of spirit and the ancestors who have joined with us on this journey. I thank all of my own ancestors and all that have joined together here in this place during this time. And I release you and I thank you. I turn to Earth.
I release Archangel Ariel, the watchtower of the North, who has held the standard of North, the place of manifestation. And with the guidance of Gaia, the Earth Mother, to release this energy so that it comes home to everyone who has participated and who we have intended it for, in reciprocity with the universe and abundance and plenty. So I turn to water.
I release the energies of water. I release Archangel Michael in the blue ray. I create flow and poke a hole in our buckets of prosperity that it may flow and flow. I release all the ancestors, the Lemurians, the whales and the dolphins to go and play and have fun with this. And I do this with gratitude and love.
Blessed be. And I release the goddesses of fire, the direction of fire and flame. May we stay warm through these colder times and remember how fired up we got tonight and remember our enthusiasm, our creative spirit, and our courage and our desire to protect the innocent. Let us not forget any of those things. Let us bring them forward even fiercer. Blessed be.
Blessed be. I release the air element and the elementals. Archangel Raphael, our ancestors, as we open this circle, we know we are blessed to have you in our lives. We felt your presence from the east and say in gratitude, blessings on you all. Farewell and go in good.
Blessed be. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. The circle is open and never broken. Yeah. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again.
Merry meet and merry part. And
part,
merry meet
merry
again.
Merry meet, merry part.
Merry meet, part. Merry meet.
Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again.
Sounds like a circle to me. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Well, we've sure had a good time.
Absolutely.
When we get together on the airwaves, wait till we get together all in person.
Oh, my God. Staggers the imagination.
Yeah. You know what into my head that song, Lightning Striking, again and again.
That's funny.
Some people may be a little bit over lightning, but but
right
with my
now,
name,
might not be.
With my name, I could work with it. And yes, my name is Flash Silvermoon. I've been kind of weaving this web here of prosperity. And you can find me on my website, flashsilvermoon.com. And Gwen?
Yes, well, we're sponsored here at Here Be Monsters. And Woman's Spirit Rising once every month with Flash Silvermoon. It's all sponsored by Daughters of Isis. .com. And over there you can find some wonderful, we have a prosperity box all ready to go with oil and soap and a perfume solid, and it's a nice little kit, and incense is included in that, and all kinds of good stuff. So
wonderful products, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sniffing her oil right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds strange, but
yeah, it does. That's just how we are.
Fine.
And Cindy, what about you?
I you can find me at Stop and Hugs, number 4, letter U, number 2.com, and at BillyandBubbles.com. And I would like. I have one small request, please, for tonight.
Sure.
That my little dog apparently got into roach spray. She's a 4.5-pound chihuahua. And if y'all could send her healing, I would just be ever so grateful.
Sure. Do you have any Nux Vomica there?
She's. We took her to the vet. I got here 5 minutes before it was time for the radio show.
Jeez.
So she's laying right beside me right now, and she's doing a little better. But any healing that y'all could send to her, I would so be grateful. Her name is Izzy.
Iggy?
Izzy?
I-S-S-Y, Izzy.
Okay.
Izzy.
Got it, Cindy.
Yeah, if you're at all near a health food store, the homeopathic Nux Vomica, 30C potency, is really good for any kind of poison.
Right.
Very, very gentle.
We don't have things like that here in Mississippi, but
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't sure you were there.
I pass it on to the next person on the list. Thank you for letting me say that.
Sure.
Am I next? My name is Nicole Tomasini. And you can find me and the I Love Nicole Show at ilovenicoleshow.com or I Love Nicole Show on YouTube and also on Facebook. And we do all kinds of conversation with interesting people, from New York doormen to healers and energists and comedians. So a little laughs and a little information. That's what we do at the I Love Nicole Show. So I hope you all check it out. Thanks. And thanks for letting me be a part of this circle. I love it.
Well, we all love you, too.
Thank you.
And Ruthann?
Yes. You can find me at Ruthann Amarte Fio on Facebook and Air Amarte Fio Radio on Facebook. I have a blog talk station with several other people, not just me, who have shows. But on mine, I interview people from UFO experts to socialists to vegans to other religions. Right now we've been doing some things with Mormons because I don't want people to think that Romney is a typical Mormon. And so I want to dispel that. But people from other countries and just people with ideas. We like to get them out. So that's it.
What's the name of your show?
Pardon?
What is the name of your show, Ruthann?
The shows that I do on Air Marte Fio are Feed Your Head and Together Round.
And what is the name of Stuart Alexander's show?
The Socialist Inside, Mondays at 7 o'clock Eastern.
And, Nicole, when do you usually post the I Love Nicole shows?
They come once every couple months because it's a lot to do, but there's little tidbits that are going up on YouTube, maybe once every 3 weeks. So,
thank you. And Flash,
yes.
Would you please tell folks about your Wednesday show?
Yes, thank you. I do a show called What the Animals Tell Me, because I think they're pretty interesting. And it's on internetvoicesradio.com, and that is Wednesday, Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 to 9 p.m. And so I'm talking about the animals or with people who work with them in other ways, people who are having sanctuaries. And this is a very hard time for people. It's even worse for the animals. So my job with them is to try and give them a voice and have them be listened to. And please Facebook me, Flash Silvermoon. Just friend me and go to my website. And there's lots more to learn about some of the different and sundry things that I offer. And this has been a wonderful evening. November 13 is the date that we chose for the next show. Tuesday, November 13. Can most of you do that?
Yes. Good for me, Nicole.
Nicole and Ruthann.
Yeah.
Super. Well, we will.
It's a Tuesday, we'll November speak, 13th, right?
Yeah, we'll speak again and put that all together.
Okay.
And this
ooh,
is
it's a new moon.
Yes, it's also an eclipse.
I am.
Okay.
For being allowed to work with y'all, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it, and we're going to send you lots of good energy for the pup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you, Cindy, would you please tell us your puppy's name again and also that we can visualize and send healing energy?
Okay. She's a 4.5-pound Chihuahua, teacup Chihuahua. And she and her sister, their name was actually together because they're twin souls. It's Izzy, I-S-S-Y. Her sister name is named Bella, who made her presence known when she was here on the radio. And she's solid black and has a little tuxedo and a curly tail and the most beautiful face you've ever seen. You can see her on my Facebook page.
Oh, good.
And she's also in my book. So she's my heart and thank y'all very much.
We'll be sending energy her way.
Yeah.
And Cindy some energy too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Got to help the caretakers.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I've got her right beside me in my lap. And she's been listening to the whole show.
Yay.
And,
actually, I have a little request as well. My parents are not well, and they're stuck in New Jersey.
Oh.
So
I
if we can.
Angel.
Yeah.
Ending
what
life.
Part of Jersey?
Near Princeton.
Okay.
Cranberry.
Wow.
Ladies, I'm very, very honored, and I need to go. And thank you all so much for including me in on this ritual. I'm so honored. I'm almost past words.
Thank you for
blessing
us.
And you've been very wonderful to be with.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
So I guess we're all going to go out and make our first million, right?
Yes,
that's right.
Why not?
Hey.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Some say why, we say why not.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been very fun and uplifting.
Thank you, Flash, for being our fearless leader.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Flash. It's so appreciated. And I apologize for the call-ins from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party.
Yeah, they've been bugging me, too.
They've been popping in on us.
Yeah.
We transmitted that real well.
Well, the resugs ain't getting nothing from me.
Exactly.
But go back to sleep in the, 13th century. Although we don't want to send them there. They probably all used to be executioners. You know, you can just see Romney sitting around the torture chamber.
Oh, now you're dreaming again.
I know. We can't have these things. Let's not bring in a nasty.
Really?
We've had such a good time.
Right.
And, this is a very interesting time. And, sometimes I think, are we going to get a break here anytime soon? You know, where it's going to just kind of simmer down a little? And I think we have to pick our moments and grab a hold of them when they come.
Exactly.
Because we're accelerating and accelerating, and the vibrations are getting stronger and tighter. And being called to more. I'm sorry?
You're quite right. And I was just saying, I don't know if anyone noticed, but I kept my crew with me tonight.
Your crew?
I heard a voice occasionally.
I kept my crew with me when everybody released their ancestors. I sort of kept my crew with me.
Oh.
Itself. Wow. I'm just so happy to see him. I really am.
Wow.
Oh, and until tomorrow is done and the day comes again, you know, and I wish a very happy Samhain to all of you and everyone celebrates Day of the Dead. I know plenty of Christians who are going to be celebrating a Day of the Dead as a Day of the Dead and their ancestors, too. You know, most of them are Latin, but where I'm coming from.
Right, because they know the veil is the thinnest.
That's
so,
right. We're all going to be mixing it up.
That's right. So everybody just enjoy having the ancestors with you. Yeah.
Absolutely. As if they ever go too far.
Well, really, they're only as far as we put them.
Yes.
That's
so important. It's so important because so many of us, self-included, kind of get into, I got to do it. And, we think, we're strong women. So we put all this crap on our backs and carry it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're still willing to share the load. They want to be asked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we've been, somehow, because of being strong and having to, in different areas, carry it ourselves, sometimes it's very hard to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I have to remember to think of the ancestors sometimes the way it was with carrying my keyboards.
Mm.
When I was young, don't you think you have to carry my stuff just because I'm a woman?
Ah.
As I got older, well, that would be nice if you wanted to help. That's all right. Now that I'm a crone, it's like, look, if you want music, you got to carry my shit.
The different stages. This is talking here.
And so the crone, I say, please, in all due respect, sweet ancestors, help me carry my shit.
There you go. Hey, I was going to suggest, I guess you all might probably do it too, but I did this last year too. I put my ancestors, the ones I have images of, up on Facebook to homage to my people, you know, mothers, mothers, and fathers, fathers.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. Very.
It
nice.
Is. And I always have to honor Janis Joplin, who was a huge help to me.
Yeah. A sister of Avalon.
Mm-hmm. Lots of special folk.
Yeah.
And such a rich time for us to be doing ritual on the air.
Mm-hmm. And just think, it hasn't been that long ago, this would have been impossible.
I know. I know. It's really good, and I really, really hope that some of the folks that are struggling in New York and New Jersey and all the places where things are less than perfect right now, get to hear some of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just to give them some hope and something that they can do as soon as they can get tools or visualize the whole thing, however they do, yeah.
You know, the mind is the big part.
Mm-hmm.
And our trappings, they're good, but they're accessories.
Exactly. Yes.
There you go.
It helps us believe our process even more.
Yeah.
And activates all of our senses, so we got all of us on board.
Mm-hmm.
What a magical night.
Yeah, and like you were saying, it's not just a one-nighter.
Right.
You know, this energy is around for a few, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I would go even further, and I would suggest that we're just opening, we're peeking across now to an alignment with the heart of our universal neighborhood here, our galaxy, is coming up, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a very potent time right now, and I think right now we're peeling back the last skins before of the onion.
Yeah, it's just, it's so exciting.
It is, actually.
It really is. And
there's plenty out there for us to be distracted by. But what we really could do, you know, it's like tonight with Earth, our mother is calling to us through her voice, which is the elements, and saying to us, you know, hear me now, hear me clearly. And it's up to us to be the ones to hear and to give the human voice to it. And I know we are all doing that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Sometimes it's almost overwhelming. When it seems like because of the quickness of everything,
yes,
and it's so deep, and it's just amazing though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm self-employed and I am racing.
Yeah, see,
self-employed, goddess employed, you know.
There you go.
I always say the goddess runs my dance card.
Oh well, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Oh, great. You got that in my head now. I'll be trying to figure out. I mean, I figure Isis is too busy. I'm going to do the bookkeeping on that one. That's great.
Because I always know if I'm working like crazy, I think, well, she must think I'm doing pretty good. I must be able to handle a lot, and so I do. And if I really shouldn't be working, you can't make the phone ring. If I'm not supposed to be working, I thought, okay, rest time.
You know, there is that flow, and I wanted to say before we get offline here that one of the things that this ritual has done for me, and it began sometime today in my preparing for it, it made me... it didn't make me. I chose to get into the energy of it all And in getting into that energy, I've been fearless. And that's amazing. That's amazing magic, to be fearless.
Excellent. That's super. Yeah, I was very anxious as we were getting started and, you know, trying to have everything all set up just right, et cetera. And, you know, also being concerned about my folks.
Yeah.
And knowing I can't do a thing about it. I can't even talk to them on the phone. So the only thing to do really is to let it go and let someone much stronger than me take it over.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, and I have to give it back periodically when I unlet go. But, you know, inside this, I got very relaxed. Absolutely relaxed. And I started feeling the magic building in the room.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it did not take long at all for me to feel a sink. I don't mean in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, after walking around and coming in to do the show is really very anchoring for me.
I'm sure.
And
is everything okay in your space?
Yeah, in my space it's fine, and it was kind of making me feel a little funny, and I realized that through this prosperity ritual, it made me realize that the deserving of it, you know, because, you know, I look around and everything's dark and we have light and I'm so thankful for it, but it makes me feel strange. I'm like, well, why us? You know, why did just we get chosen?
And why not you? You know, if something,
right.
If something crappy happened to you, you wouldn't question it.
Right. Exactly.
You'd own that.
Exactly. Right. But that's exactly through this ritual. I was like, why was I feeling this sort of back and forth? And I was like, well, because it's your nature to want everyone to have. But it doesn't mean that you don't deserve to have.
Exactly.
Two separate things. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel very blessed to be in a peaceful space that's dry and warm.
Oh, yes.
And to be surrounded by my animals and my partner, Pandora, who's been here helping out with all the stuff and working with us. And, you know, it feels very, very good to feel that way. And I, you know, I much rather be helping than in it.
Sure, and you're what you prefer, the place where you want to be, and this is exactly how I preferred it to go. I mean, this is how I wanted to ride out this storm, with power, with plenty of food, my roommate, you know, we walk around a little bit, we come back in, you know, we give love and light, and we do our rituals, and then we have plenty of time for it the last couple of days. So it's been a very spiritual experience. And especially from this viewpoint that we have. And I took a picture or a few pictures outside, and the amount of orbs, I have never taken a picture with this many orbs floating around in every direction, like vortexes happening. It's just beautiful, just beautiful.
You have to post those on Facebook now.
Yes.
Please do. Please do them.
I sure will. I absolutely will.
And, you know, there are millions of people that have been trying to help, that have been sending healing. I mean, I stayed up two nights straight basically posting every spiritual being I know and just encouraging people to help gentle the storm. And I'm not the only one. There's loads and loads and loads of people working spiritually, and I think that's why it was, if you can call it good as it was.
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing that there's been so few deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can feel it. You can feel it. It's got a lovely energy of, okay, here's the mess, let's clean it up. There's a joyful feeling around here. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's bringing people together.
Well, humans are best in times like this because they do really go out of their way to help each other. Yeah.
I think people are so tired of being at odds with one another that it's a relief to have a reason to reach across and say, can I help?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And, you know, it's just good if you know someone else got a little fire or a can of Sterno or some little something that they're there that they can warm you up and give you a piece of bread or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Help you bail
charge
out
your phone.
Yeah, charge your phone. You know, whatever. You know, the most basic things.
Yeah.
You know, I hope for my parents that there's someone next door to them that's helping them have a candle or some light or something in their place, because I'm quite sure that they don't have any power there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also want to say, I want to stop saying there's no power. I want to say there's no electric.
There's no electric.
There you go.
Exactly. Okay.
Nice.
Good.
There's lots of power.
Very
and
good.
There's people all around, you know, got your back.
Absolutely. They're everywhere. It's clear. We've got pictures.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those orbs.
Yeah, I'll do it right now as soon as we finish.
Yeah, this has been really wonderful. And I was just about to put my tarot deck away because I had it out, you know, to energize it. But I'm thinking, if you like, I'll draw a card for us.
Great.
Yeah. That would
be great.
Okay. This is a card for our group as we approach the next meeting, which is November 13. And it is interesting. My deck is very unusual in that it's full of goddesses from all around the world. There's also some gods in there, too. I tried to do some pre-patriarchal male deities and some just regular patriarchal ones, and it's mostly goddesses from all over the world. And the one that shows up here, this is the Nine of Wands, and the being that appears in this card is a goddess from Eastern Europe called Dizi Wazani. And these were ancient crone-ish goddesses that lived inside trees in the woodlands. And they were herbalists and protectors of the woodlands. And this card, just translated, if you want to take away what does this mean for us, it's a card of protection. And so perhaps our next ritual should be about protection.
Nice.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Cause,
pretty appropriate, I think, the timing.
Yeah, I think so, too,
very.
Actually. I think it'll be very, very useful. And we can think about it a little bit and, you know, converse over Facebook or whatever and cook it a little. I always like to have, you know, at least one new person each time to add a little different flavor into the mix. But to have this circle that's nice and solid and then a little something else.
That's nice.
And the woman who I've asked to join us next time is a feng shui artist, but she has a very special candle practice, and part of it includes protection.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
perfect.
Well, then it's perfect. Talk about meant for
And
well, your cards are talking to you. Yes.
Yeah. So think in terms, you know, of anything in particular you want to make sure that you bring in terms of your what you want to talk about regarding protection. If you don't have anything in particular, it's okay. Right. If you do, you know.
Sounds good.
We'll do that. But, I mean, psychic self-help, you know, is always good. But that was not what I wanted to say, not psychic self-help, but it's a kind of psychic defense, psychic self-defense.
Self-defense.
That's what I wanted to say. And, of course, who is the one who wrote that special book, Dionne Fortune, wasn't it?
Oh, she was fantastic.
Psychic self-defense.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I learned so much from that. And then just so much from living and being very psychically attacked for people periodically. You know, I would kind of say I got a black belt in it.
Mm.
Who knows?
Wouldn't wish to have had it, but it's good stuff to share.
Mm-hmm. Useful.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people who, you know, most of us have probably experienced something of it, and it might be a really good idea to share those kinds of stories. I would like, before we get off, to remind folks that the Consciousness Shift is on with Nicole Tomasini and myself this Thursday on Here Be Monsters at 7 p.m. In case anyone, and that might be a nice title or a nice topic to hit on also, is to invite folks to call in and discuss some of their experiences with the positive transmutation or whatever of psychic attack.
Yeah. Nice. Well, maybe we want to do it more like a round table this time.
But I was just about the show this week.
It started up on Thursday, but maybe round table as well. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we should always call in the directions to create sacred space.
Right.
You know, do some of our basic little things to create the right space, and then to do that work inside it. Perhaps more like a round table, but as if we're passing talking stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
We can do that.
Yeah, and perhaps, you know, we'll have an order, you know, so that we have some sense of when to talk and give space and all that.
Contribute our gems of protection into the into the pot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Night.
Back to the pot.
Yes. The sister is stirring it up over the cauldron.
I know, totally.
Eye of newt and wing of bat.
What's that, George?
There was a vegan one that made the rounds, the three witches in the cauldron.
Oh, yes.
With the corn and a couple other things. Yeah, the vegan witch is right. Yeah.
Huh?
Ear of corn and, you know, a couple other things along. A
couple of magic mushrooms.
I have potato.
Right. Good one, Pandora. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's high time to share some protection stories.
Yeah.
And so the next Woman Spirit Rising is on November 13th at
7. Tuesday. Yeah.
Yes, solar eclipse. And I think we should call it psychic self-defense.
Okay. Good one. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, we just stirred it up real good.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a good way to get our topics.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
You know, draw a card and then mix it up and see where we go.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, I have no problem, you know, doing some leadership and stuff. That's fine with me. But I love working with strong women who are team players.
that's cool.
Right, it's good when people have ideas of their own too. Because you know, you've all led groups where there were people in there who just anything you said. I've had people get mad at me when I wouldn't like try to run their lives. Because they're so willing to give up that power, and that just makes me crazy. But that's a whole other thing. But so strong women are very cool to be with.
Makes the circle stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sharing makes for stronger bonds and stronger foundations, and it gives the folks who are listening in a more staid sense of the strength that there is in walking along this path from a personal point of view.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know why I keep saying that word absolutely lately. It's got a hold of me.
You've been watching some Ab Fab or something?
Oh, no idea. Interesting things have been coming out of my mouth without me knowing it.
That's the best.
What have you been up
at? Is the water deep in the street still where you are?
No, the water is all gone in the streets. It's amazing. Once the tide went down, it was like a few hours, and the river that was the highway was then turned back right into the highway. So it came up.
I had heard on the news
through.
That we're worried about another surge.
Another tidal.
Interesting. When's that? Tomorrow? Thursday?
Tonight?
Tomorrow. Wednesday. Yeah.
But I'd say if it hasn't happened yet, then
mm-hmm. it'll Long Island.
It'll probably be on the cusp of Samhain. The president has come on to national news while we've been on air and spoken about the storm is not over, and for people not to get a false sense of security and to keep vigilant type of thing. And, you know, the man has a point because we live in Hurricane Alley down here. I've grown up.
Oh, we know the drill.
Hey, you think it's all fun and roses and skimboarding on them damn leaves, but on the street. I mean, if I were in New York and I were 25 years younger, I'd be out with a skimboard right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I tell you, our surfers are mad at it out here. The beaches are, the minute the sun breaks, those boys will be in the water.
Wow.
Waves like you wouldn't believe. They're breaking from 6 to 9 foot on shore, and that is a nice ride.
Vermin.
This is the
vermin biggest. Women getting out there. They're like, I need to have it. I need to feel it in the ocean.
Yeah, I got sent here to North Central Florida from New York City, and I was told I needed to come here, and I did, and I felt this would be a good place to ride out the earth changes, and I'd say it has been.
You know, I have to say that growing up on boats down here and in the Caribbean, and I'd love to have my hand on a helm. I mean, that really is, I dream about being in my little Boston Whaler with the outboard noise, and it heals me for months if I dream.
Well, and, you know, you and Cindy got a similar dream.
But we are water. We are very, I am a water person, and it's funny because all my astrological elements seem to be fire, but I'm definitely a water person, and I grew up with a board underneath my arm, too. And I tell you what, I get on the webcam, and I see these kids out there, and they're not all kids. Some of them are, you know, the older gents have actually gone out. It's a hurricane, man. They go out there, and the lifeguards say, riptide, you got to get off it. They don't. They just say, you know, and they're in the water. And we have, knock wood, we have not had a fatality. Nobody said. We did have a shark bite a couple of months ago, but because this is hammerheads down here, we get hammerheads pooling. But it's just amazing, and I know a lot of it because I grew up on these ways. I know this isn't regular. And I know it's part of, as Flash just said, the earth changes that are going on, and that there are those who will tell me I'm living on swampland at best. But I've always kind of thought that Mickey Mouse was going to have the bigger problem. But
they will.
I see us as having, I see myself basically at beachfront here, but. I'm block off of the Intercoastal Waterway, which is runs parallel, you know, on the other side of it is the beach and the ocean.
So you are really pretty close.
I'm less than a mile from the ocean. I'm more like half a mile from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right across the bay from Palm Beach.
Oh, girlfriend, you be close.
I am, and I would be unhappy if I were not. It's like I have seen the pictures of Moonhaven, and I envy the atmosphere. The ambiance of the place is beautiful, Flash. My sister said, oh, well, that's where I always wanted to be. And my sister actually lived up in that territory working with horses for a while. But I, on the other hand, you know, I just want to be close to wherever, you know, I can set sail from, even if I don't have a sail. It doesn't make, you know, this is just how we are. You know,
yeah.
As folks, I know that the place that is right for Nicole is New York and downtown, by the way, New York.
Yeah. I used to live in the East Village.
Mm. That always had that romantic thing going for me.
Yeah.
Just thinking about that.
Ladies,
yeah.
We're at the end of it. We're going to get cut off in a minute.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Hey.
Well done.
Blessed Samhain, everybody, and thanks so much
yes.
for this ritual.
Blessed Samhain.
Really needed this.
Nice to be around the fire with you all.
Oh,
it's
back
nice.
At you. All
yeah.
of you ladies.
Yes, thank
and,
you so much.
And don't forget to send healing energy to
Izzy.
Yes. Yes. And Flash's parents.
Right.
And Flash's parents. And of course, all of those who are dealing with it. Flash, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank all of you.
Thank you.
It's really been wonderful. I feel
good night,
better
everyone.
Than days.
Excellent. Bye-bye.
Blessed be.
Bye-bye. Blessed be.
Blessed be.